as we saw last time, God has the power and authority to restrain men, even the worst of them, from doing what they would do otherwise. And we see that case here with David. And even to the point of where the king gave David an entire city of Ziklag. We saw that in verse 6. Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day, wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. Again, a picture of God's distinctive grace in that Ziklag now benefited from David's presence being there, whereas the rest of the land was still under that ungodly king. But while David was there, it says in verse 7 that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines a full year and 4 months. This is again a sign of God's sovereign power. I think of Moses, who was raised in Pharaoh's household, and he was the one to deliver Israel. And it wasn't until it was manifest that all of a sudden now it became a problem. But he grew up right there under Pharaoh's nose for 40 years, and no one touched him. The Lord knows how to preserve and deliver those that are his. And we have an example here with David as well. Full year and 4 months, right in the mouth of the lion, under the scrutiny of this very barbaric and devious king and kingdom, and yet had favor. Whenever I hear, even today, people professing to be Christian, I listen for something in their testimony. What do you listen for? Who's getting the glory? That's what I listen for. Anybody can claim to be a Christian. In fact, I think the latest across the nation was that there was 83% of the population that professes to be Christian. I'd like to meet one that actually is. There's a lot of profession. But where are they, as here in this song, and when we sing our hymns, you know, we have it's called Hymns of Faith. But I went through there and started looking at these hymns one time and actually created a file. Just every hymn, looked at the verse that was there and what we were singing. And out of these 400 some in this book, it may be 500, I forget, there's about 40 hymns that we can sing. People ask me all the time, they say, what hymn book do you use? Well, all they hear is us singing the select hymns. And so they think, well, the whole thing is that way. No, it's not. We gotta dig through the gravel and the dirt to pull out the nuggets of gold. He said, well, what's a good hymn? Well, it's a hymn that gives Christ all the glory. If it doesn't mention Christ and doesn't mention his blood shed and doesn't mention salvation and by the Lord alone, then we just put an X on it. Well, where's that money going? It's going into their pocket, into their treasury. And that's how they think. And that's why they work. It's not for the glory of Christ. But the Lord has done all of this. He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound. I'll tell you, eternity will show one day who are the true sinners that Christ has saved. Their riches, their being in glory will be completely dependent upon his work alone. Where it says that he, being rich, for our sakes, became poor. You talk about not being noticed when he walked on this earth. There wasn't a person with natural eyes that saw anything in him. In fact, that's why they crucified him. They crucified him as a blasphemer. Yet out of his poverty, those he came to save were made rich. The riches of his glory. I'd rather that, wouldn't you? I'd rather that. The base things of the world. I told you it's going down. It started with foolish. It goes to weak. Now it goes to base things of the world. And then it goes to things which are despised. Hath God chosen. And yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. These others were glorying in Christ's presence. They didn't even recognize him. He was the one that temple was all about, yet they continued on with their fanfare. They're giving all attention on them.